his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew. We know that Matthew is a Jewish writer. He was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ, and he wrote to the Jewish people because many did not believe on the Jewish Messiah. So he was pointing out and making it clear that Jesus Christ is the Messiah King. The one they were expecting had come, but many did not believe it. The word said he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So we must give God thanks today that we are his children because we decide to put our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So we just thank God for what he's doing and what he's teaching us through the gospel writings of Matthew. So we are in Matthew chapter 17, and last time we dealt with the transfiguration of Jesus. So we are going on to verse 14 of Matthew 17. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us, your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your peace. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to be here, O God, to listen to your word, O God. We pray that we will not just be listeners, but we will purpose in our hearts, O God, to apply your word, O God, in our daily lives. Father, we pray for those that are saved, that you, O God, will continue, O God, to transform their hearts, O God, that they will be more and more like you each day. Father, we pray for those that are not yet saved, O God, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are. O God, we pray that you will open up their hearts to receive your word. O mighty God, for your words that faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. So as they hear your word this evening, I pray, O God, they will purpose in their hearts, O God, to obey you. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing, O God, in this season. We thank you, O God, for what you're doing in this ministry. We thank you, O God, and mighty Lord Jesus, that your people will grow in grace and in knowledge of you. So we just thank you again for your word to us, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, O God, almighty Lord Jesus, that your word, O God, will guide us along this life journey. So we bless you, we honor you, and we give you praise as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Bless the Lord. So we are going on to verse 14 of Matthew 17, reading from the New King James Version. The word of God said, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying. So when they came to the multitude, when they came down from the mountain, they came to the crowd of people. A man came to Jesus, kneeling down to him, which is a sign of worshiping Jesus. People of God, this man came kneeling down to Jesus. So he came down. There was a large crowd there of people waiting on him. A man came to Jesus, kneeling down to him. This is a sign of worshiping Jesus. And he said to Jesus, look on verse 15, what he said to Jesus. He said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So this man came to Jesus, people of God. This man came to Jesus. He had a problem. His son was sick. His son was an epileptic and suffered severely from these epileptic attacks, people of God. The word said he often fall into the fire. This boy's life was in danger and often into the water. So this man was looking a cure. This man was looking healing for his son. So look on verse 16, the man continues to speak. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. I brought him to your disciples, your trainees, your followers, but they could not cure him. Something is wrong here, people of God. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Look at verse 17 of Matthew 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. So Jesus called them faithless, faithless and perverse, doing the opposite of what is required of them. They were required to walk by faith and to do the things that Jesus do, but they were not doing it. How long shall I be with you? Jesus was asking them, how long am I going to stay here with you? You're going to be on your own sometimes. And you're going to have to learn to operate in the power and the authority I've given you. And people of God, I believe the Lord is saying the same thing to us today. That we must step out and operate in the power and the authority that he has given us. Operate in the faith that he has given us. We have to, people of God, use what we have. We have to activate the faith in us. Faith is not just saying we are people of faith, but we have to act upon what God says. So Jesus said, how long shall I bear with you? How long shall I put up with you? Then Jesus asked the man, bring him here to me. Bring that boy to me. Look at verse 18. The word said, and Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Jesus rebuked the demon, people of God, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. People of God, the Lord has given us the power and the authority to rebuke demons, to come out of people. Just as how Jesus did it, he has given us that authority and that power. The disciples, people of God, they did not have that faith. They did not believe. When the man brought this boy to them, they could not cure him. That didn't look good, people of God. And so it doesn't look good when we as God's people step out and we can't help others because we are not walking in the authority and in the power, the ability that Christ has given us. So we are called, people of God, to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are called to go forth and to do the will of God. The words when Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of that boy, and the child was cured from that very hour. From that very hour, the child was cured. That disease was gone from him. He was whole from that very hour. Look at verse 19 of Matthew 17. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? And people of God, this is a very good thing that the disciples did. They did not just say, oh, we can't do it, or we couldn't do it. But they came to Jesus privately and asked him, why could we not cast out that devil? Why could we not do it? What happened? So look at Jesus' response, people of God, in verse 20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. They want to know? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. You don't believe. You're following me and don't believe. And people of God, many of us are saying that we are followers of Jesus Christ, but we truly don't believe. They were walking with Jesus, but they did not believe. Jesus said, because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. What was Jesus saying here? If you have faith as a mustard seed, and people of God, many of us know what a mustard seed is. It's one of the smallest seeds you can hardly see it. It's so small, people of God. But Jesus said, if you have faith that size, as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, people of God, faith has to be active. So you must say, He said, you will say to this mountain. So we can't say we have faith and our mouth are closed. We have to speak to situations in our lives, people of God. We have to speak to mountains of problems that want to stand in our ways. We have to speak, people of God, to all these things that are coming to beset us, to the weight and to the things that are holding us back. We have to speak to them and say, move. So Jesus said, if you speak, if you say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. People of God, we are called to use the authority that God has given us. The authority is in our voice, is in our word. What are we saying? For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, you will say, if you have faith, you're going to speak. God is saying to us, people of God, activate the faith that is in us. The word of God is in us. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So if the word is in us, then we must activate our faith by speaking the word. Speak to our situations. Speak. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, you never believe. Even though that faith was as small as a mustard seed, people of God, that faith can remove great mountains if that faith is activated. So we can't say we are people of faith and our mouth are closed. We do not speak to situations. We do not speak to the trials and the testing and the sicknesses and the things that are coming upon us. We need to speak to some of those sicknesses and say, go, leave this body in the name of Jesus. We have to come to that place of understanding, people of God, that we have been given that authority. We have been given that power, that ability to speak. Speak to our mountains, whatever the situation is that wants to block our way. We speak to it in the name of Jesus Christ. And make sure that we are in union with Jesus. Make sure that we are in fellowship with him. Make sure that we are walking hand in hand with him. He does the work for us that we can't humanly do. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is here with us to aid us, to help us along the journey. And people of God, many times we sit with the mountain and we say, can't move. Did we speak to it? We need to speak. So Jesus was saying to the disciples, because of your unbelief, you weren't able to cast out this devil. But I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say, you must speak. So we have to come to understand that we must speak to the situations that are trying to block our vision, to block our way, to block us on this journey. We must speak to them so that they can be removed. For with God, people of God, we have to understand all things are possible with God. So nothing will be impossible for you or for us if we are in union with Christ Jesus. If we are walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, he will do the work for us that we can't humanly do. So we are called, people of God, to activate the faith that is in us. The word is in us. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. Speak it. We need to speak God's word and see great and mighty works done among us. Matthew 17, verse 21, the word of God said, however, Jesus continued to speak, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. However, this kind of demonic oppression does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So we see, people of God, faith with prayer and fasting will deliver, no matter how stubborn the demonic force is. So people of God, many of us need to pray and fast some more. Some situation in our lives, we need to pray and fast some more. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to illuminate God's word to us so that faith will arise in our hearts, so that we will not be mute, but we will speak the word of God that is in us. We will speak to our situation. We will speak with the authority that God has given us. We will speak with confidence. We will speak knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us and in us. And all of the stubborn, demonic forces that want to latch itself onto the people, God is saying that we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is able to rebuke the demonic forces just like Jesus did. Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy. And the child was cured from that very hour. People of God, we need to see some miracles happening in our lives. We need to speak to some situations. And we are going to see miraculous works among us. So we see, people of God, Jesus first told them that because of your unbelief, because of your unbelief, lack of faith, because of your doubt, you are doubting God. So if we have faith, people of God, we must speak. No matter how small that faith is, that faith must be active. So we must speak the word of God with confidence and believe that God is able to remove every obstacle from out of our way. It's not us that is doing the work, people of God. But when we speak, people of God, it shows that we believe God's word and the Holy Spirit will work on our behalf. But Jesus said, however, this is a stubborn demonic force. It does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So we, people of God, have to pray and fast and believe God and act upon our faith, and we will see great and mighty works done among us. With God, all things are possible. So we have to stay in union with Jesus to see great and mighty works done through us and in us by the Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit who does the work truly in us. So we have to rely upon him. We have to walk in fellowship with him. We have to live each day showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. So we have to be people who are truly activating our faith and speaking to our situation through the power and the authority that God has given us. And we are going to see manifestation of the power of God in our lives. Now look at verse 22 of Matthew 17. Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men." And continuing in verse 23, "And they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. So the disciples were exceedingly sorrowful that their master, their savior, would be killed. What the word said, "And the third day he will be raised up." So people of God, at that time, they did not even understand. John himself told us in John 20, at that time, they did not understand the word that Jesus was speaking, that he would be raised up from the dead. So he said they will kill him, and the third day he will raise again. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. They were sorrowful because they did not understand that he was not going to be dead forever. He was going to be raised on the third day. So we see Jesus spoke of his betrayal and of his death and his resurrection here. And the disciples became sorrowful in their hearts. Look at verse 24 of Matthew 17. "When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, 'Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?'" So we see, people of God. So they came to Peter. They did not go to Jesus directly. Can you imagine? They came to Peter, one of the disciples. "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" So we see the temple tax was collected from every Jewish male, 20 years old and over, and was used to maintain the temple in Jerusalem. So we see, people of God, the temple tax was a half shekel. And we can read about that in Exodus 30, 11 through 16, and Exodus 38, 25 through 26. So let us look a little on the temple tax so we can understand why it was so important for that temple tax to be paid. So we are going to look on Exodus 30, 11 through 16. Exodus 30, 11 through 16. The word of God tells us. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when you take the census of the children of Israel for their number, then every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord when you number them, that there may be no plague among them when you number them. This is what everyone among those who are numbered shall give, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half shekel shall be an offering to the Lord. Everyone included among those who are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When you give an offering to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves, and you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord to make atonement for yourselves. So we see, people of God, the reason for the temple tax. And we also going to read in Exodus 38, 25 through 26. The word said, and the silver from those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, a beaker for each man, that is half a shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone included in the numbering from 20 years old and above, for 603,550 men. So we see, people of God, this was the men who would pay that temple tax, and those men would be 20 years old and over. And this would be a donation that is given to the temple. It's a tax for all men that were 20 years and over. And it was to maintain the temple in Jerusalem. So right across the region, they would set up little booths where they would have people there collecting the temple tax. So that's why this person came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? But look at it, people of God. Look at what Peter said in verse 25. He said, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take custom or taxes? From their sons or from strangers? So Jesus wanted to hear Peter's opinion on who should pay taxes, the sons of the ruler or strangers. Look at verse 26, people of God. Peter said to him, from strangers. Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. So Peter's answer was that it was the stranger that should really pay tax. Jesus said to him that the sons are then free from that obligation. But look, people of God, on the last verse of Matthew 17. Nevertheless, look at what Jesus said. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. People of God, Jesus is the son over his own house. He was not obligated to pay the temple tax. Jesus was the son over his own house. We have to understand this. So Jesus was not obligated. People of God, many times they come, they try to trap Jesus, but this time they did not speak to Jesus. They came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay temple tax? People of God, they do everything to try to trap Jesus. But Jesus knows the heart of man. So Jesus, as a son over his own house, was not obligated to pay no temple tax. So in spite of that, people of God, the word said, Jesus said, in spite of that, he did not come to be a lawbreaker. Nevertheless, he said, lest we offend them. We're not coming to offend anyone. We are not trying to offend anyone. And we as people of God, must be very careful that we try not to offend anyone. In spite of that, he did not come to be a lawbreaker. We are not to be lawbreakers. We are to obey the law of the land, and Jesus gave us the perfect example. He could say, I am the Son of God. I don't need to pay no tax. I don't need to pay no temple tax. This temple is dedicated to my Father. But no, he was not a lawbreaker. And so we as God's people should not be lawbreakers. He was willing to fulfill his earthly obligations. So we see people of God where the money was provided miraculously. We see Jesus who knows everything and has everything, and the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him. People of God, he knows where the money is. He knows where the gold is. He knows everything. So we see where he sends Peter and said, go to the sea and cast in your hook and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. So we see that money was provided miraculously by sending Peter to cast out his hook. And the first fish he caught, he would find the money to pay for both Jesus and himself. People of God, we see Jesus is the way maker. He always make a way for his people. People of God, at times we do not know where the provision is coming from. But Jesus specializes in miracles. That was a miracle right there, people of God. That was a miracle right there, showing that he is God. He is in control of everything. He did not come to break the laws that were already instituted. He was willing and ready to pay that temple tax, people of God, because he did not want to be spoken of as a lawbreaker. He was not obligated to pay that tax. But he said, nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in your hook, and take that fish which comes up first. And when you have opened his mouth, you will find that piece of money. Pay that tax for me and you. So we see Jesus Christ, our King, came, but he obeyed the laws of the land. He was no lawbreaker. He was willing to fulfill his earthly obligations. So we as God's people are also must follow Jesus and be willing also to fulfill our earthly obligation. Do not be a lawbreaker, but continue to walk and emulate Jesus Christ. Remember, he's the way maker. We always make provision. So let us trust him to do miracles in our lives. God bless you. We'll stop here this evening and continue next week in chapter 18 of Matthew. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for who you are. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you that you are a miracle working God. And we thank you for the miracles that you will perform in our lives as we continue to look to you by faith. We bless and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. And we pray that you'll continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
Seven million people suffer with Alzheimer's or dementia. Alzheimer Treatment Centers of America, a business partner with WCNO, can treat these conditions. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has opened a clinic